Woi woi, woi woi, woi woi. Danny Denko on the radio again. Yo, if you want no smoke free weed, go board yourself. You need to go plant a seed. Go board yourself, make your knowledge increase. Go board yourself, go board yourself, go board yourself. You want no smoke.
All right, welcome to episode number 129 of Grow Bud Yourself. We have a great show in store for you guys today. Our guest is James Bean from Seeds Here Now. We're going to talk all about genetics and breeding and seeds with him. We've got our strain of the fortnight, a grow tip on IMOs, indigenous microorganisms, answers to your grow questions, and so much more. Stick around. Episode 129 brought to you by Seeds Here Now, Sweet Leaf Nutrients, Excelsior Extracts, and Prime Superior Inoculant is coming at you. If you're a grower or you're thinking about starting your first crop, then you need to know about Sweet Leaf plant nutrients. Sweet Leaf has an incredible line of organic fertilizers and, of course, their legacy line that includes organic and some synthetic fertilizers. So check them out at sweetleaf.com. That's sweetleaf.com. The code DANKO15 gets you 15% off everything at Sweet Leaf. That's 15% off the signature line of nutrients, as well as essentials like complete indoor hydroponic grow tent kits, grow lights, plus awesome apparel, backpacks, and much more. If you join our Patreon, you actually get access to additional codes worth 20% and even 25% off. And all paid Patreon supporters receive free Sweet Leaf nutrients just for signing up. Sweet Leaf provides all the tools necessary for the modern gardener. Check them out at sweetleaf.com and remember the code DANKO15 for 15% off. All right, welcome back. Thank you, as always, to DJ Jacques and Win Strong for the incredible tune. Grow Bud Yourself. This is episode number 129. How you feeling, Mike?
I feel fine. Feel fine. 129.
Feeling fine for 129. And here we are. You know, I feel like spring is just around the corner here for us in New York City, at least. You know, ground is warming up. The sunshine is lasting a little longer every day. And I see the daffodils and the crocuses and all the early signs of springtime on the horizon, and it's very exciting. Another growing season, and as the earth warms and becomes fertile and welcomes our let's not get too into it here, but
man, yes. that was like the erotic version of spring and planting. But
well, yeah. Hey, you know what I mean? There's a lot to be said for the spring season as a time of reawakening and rebirth and renewal, and you know, Easter bunnies and little buds forming on all the beautiful plants.
Yes. Spring has sprung here, it appears. Yes. And the weather rodent was correct. So that's always good to, you know,
yeah, it's time. I mean, it's time. Yeah. It's time to plant seeds. It's time to prepare your garden beds. It's time to get going and get growing.
Yeah, and this show should help you. We have a lot of great growing content and information about seeds and strains and all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the plan, at least.
It is. Yes, hopefully we could deliver on that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You know, but first I want to mention we have merch available, and you guys to buy some, because we pay more money to have the merch available than we're making from the merch. And so if people don't buy the merch, we're going to have to discontinue it. And I'd hate to do that. So I'd really love to see some, at least, you know, a few sales out there. There's t-shirts, there's hoodies, there's water bottles, there's coffee mugs, all with the wonderful Grow Bud Yourself logo. There's iPhone cases. And like I said, I think on a previous episode, if I see you with Grow Bud Yourself merch, I'm pretty much definitely obligated to share some bud or some hash with you, if I've got it on me, which I usually do. So check out growbudyourself.com, click on merch and buy some merch to support us, please. And if not, we're going to have to get rid of the merch. And I hate to say that, but please check it out. Buy some Grow Bud Yourself merch, support the show. Join our Patreon and I'll send you some merch too, if you're interested. So,
yeah. Also, if you have ideas of merch that you would like to see, let us know that as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, we have shirts and hoodies and mugs and water bottles and iPhone cases, but if there's something else out there, that you'd like to see our logo on, we'd be happy to do it. And, it's pretty simple to accomplish. So that's awesome. I also want to announce that, you know, we're launching Grow Bud Yourself Academy. We mentioned that on the last episode, but now we have our first date, March 27th here in New York City at Work and Roll, which is in Manhattan on 25th Street. Information is available on all our social media. But Grow Bud Yourself Academy is a grow class that you can attend either in person or online virtually if you join our Patreon page. So please join our Patreon page. It's patreon.com/DannyDanko. You can join for $4.20 a month, and we're going to be live streaming on there. And you know, if you can't make the live stream, we'll send you a private link so you can watch the first class. But it's a 2-hour grow class, with, you know, an hour and a half grow class with a half hour Q&A at the end. It's here in Manhattan live. If you want to attend, you know, buy tickets at Event High, or, you know, at any of our links on our socials. If you want to attend virtually, join our Patreon. Any Patreon person can watch live.
It's the paid Patreon, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Well, good stuff. Yes. So as Dan mentioned, it's March 27th, 7 to 9 p.m. at Work and Roll here in New York City, and you could watch that virtually as well. So good stuff.
Yeah. You get a copy of my book signed if you'd like. Hopefully we'll have some sponsors and some goodie bags and all kinds of cool stuff there. I'm trying to hook up, you know, a dab bar, flower bar, maybe some food, but we need sponsors for that. So please, you know, join our Patreon page, buy tickets at the link, and hope to see you there.
All right. Yeah. We'll be there. So hopefully you will be as well.
Absolutely. And I'll be in Spanibus in Barcelona all next week, attending the Organic Cup, Terp Tower, and a bunch of amazing events, all based around the Spanibus Fair in Barcelona, Spain. I'll be there from the 11th to the 18th of March. So hopefully I'll see you there too.
Awesome. All right. Good stuff. So, yeah, what do you say we get into some cannabis news?
Let's do it.
All right, very good. So let's start in New Mexico. The state hit a milestone for cannabis sales, announcing that it has sold more than $1 billion of pot since adult use sales kicked off in April of 2022. Now, that figure includes both recreational and medical cannabis sales. The New Mexico marijuana market remains strong as the state reports that adult use sales surpassed 35 million in total cannabis products in February 2024, while the medical marijuana market brought in more than $12 million that month. So with those sales figures, New Mexico officially passed the $1 billion mark. Very impressive.
Awesome. Always good to hear the big numbers that we get out of legal cannabis that also goes back, you know, hopefully into making things better, building roads and paying for schools and all kinds of good stuff, we hope.
We hope. And moving on, New Mexico's Senate has passed a measure that would establish research into the therapeutic benefits of psilocybin. A similar bill was approved by the House a year ago, and the governor has publicly endorsed the latest resolution to study the psychedelic. And Missouri is also interested in the potential benefits of psilocybin, as a House committee unanimously passed a bill that would legalize medical use of the substance for military veterans, while also funding studies to research its therapeutic potential. If signed into law, the Missouri bill would allow military veterans 21 and older who have been diagnosed with a qualifying condition like PTSD to access lab-tested psilocybin, Those veterans would also be required to enroll in a study of the psychedelic. So it just seems like psilocybin is everywhere right now, and it really is this next wave of sort of grassroots legalization across the country, it would appear.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good thing, because there are definitely certainly therapeutic benefits, as you mentioned, for veterans, anyone suffering from trauma, addiction, and, you know, really just trying to figure out who they are in life. Sometimes it's not the big traumas and pains, but just simple questions that we want answered, that can be answered sometimes by psychedelic experiences. So I think that's great. And yeah, good news.
Yeah, life is full of traumas, so all of us could probably benefit from that. But
indeed.
And finally, because we're not going to even bother talking about Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promising to, quote, work very hard to pass cannabis banking reform or the Safer Banking Act by the election in November. But we do promise to report on that issue again if they ever actually do anything worth reporting on. But let's instead talk about dogs. And more specifically, let's talk about a new report that states long-term use of CBD is safe for your pup. While many touted CBD's ability to effectively treat anxiety and even certain skin conditions in canines, a new study has found that CBD, CBDA, and CBG were all well tolerated in healthy dogs at a daily dose of 5 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. So according to the National Animal Supplement Council, the study took place over 90 days and involved 32 healthy beagles who got either a placebo, CBD, CBD and CBG, or CBD and CBDA. Good Lord, that was hard to say. The study concluded, quote, cannabinoids were well tolerated when healthy male and female beagles were dosed for 90 consecutive days. The substances do not pose significant risk to dogs in long-term use. So good news for the CBD pups out there.
Absolutely. And I've definitely seen anecdotal evidence of dogs doing far better after being treated with CBD, whether it be orally or even topically for different ailments. And so I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, definitely good news. So you could feel good about giving your dog that treatment if you're so inclined. Yeah, that's a look at what's going on in the world of cannabis. But we have a really interesting interview with a long-term sponsor and friend of the show.
Absolutely. And I've wanted to have him on for a while. It's James Bean from Seeds Here Now. And he's been at the forefront of providing seeds for people all over the world, all over the United States and elsewhere. So really excited to speak to him about what's been going on in the seed world and his, you know, dozens and dozens of breeders that he represents and hundreds of different varieties that are available on his website. So yeah, let's take a break and come back with James Bean from Seeds Here Now. Whether you're growing from seed or from clone, Prime Superior's simple, safe, and effective products can take your cultivation program to the next level, helping to produce higher quality, naturally healthier plants. Prime Superior offers a two-step process that will benefit any garden. This is possible thanks to Prime Superior's proprietary strain of Bovaria bassania, which is optimized for plants and sets up a symbiosis that increases terpenes, cannabinoids, and yield. Simply coat your seeds to inoculate and aid rapid germination, or dip your clone cutting with the world's first biological cloning honey to improve growth the way nature intended. Next, continue maintenance of your crop with foliar or fog applications of Prime Superior's Drench, which will boost your plant's growth and ensure a heavy harvest. Best of all, the Drench will work with already established gardens, so anyone at any stage of growth can achieve a cleaner crop with better results. I've used this stuff on my own cannabis plants and houseplants, and it works amazing. I love the cloning honey. I love the boost that you get from using the Drench. And I just think all your plants will benefit from this, green up and grow better, and honestly grow more of the essential oils that we're after, the terpenoids and flavonoids and all of that. So now is the time to try Prime Superior, the world's first biological cloning honey. And Grow Bud Yourself listeners can use this code PS420 for 15% off your entire order at primesuperior.com. So don't hesitate, inoculate, and visit primesuperior.com today to learn more. All right. Welcome back, you guys. We have a very special guest for you this week. He is the genius of genetics, the Baron of Beans, the number one broker of top quality genetics. And we are pleased to welcome James Bean from Seeds Here Now.
Hello. Hello. James. Glad to be part of the program. Have a lot of your listeners that have written in or bought product from us and said that they heard you on your show. So I appreciate that. Appreciate all your.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, we really appreciate your sponsorship of the show and the code that we have there for free shipping. And yeah, so let's talk a little bit about how you got involved in this to begin with, because this has been going on since 2010, I believe, with the beans, right?
I was going to say, I think you're only a 1 hour podcast, so I'm not sure we can really get into it. It goes all the way back to 2010 and WA Seed Bank, WACBank.com. That was my first business that I had. I was a touring DJ for like 14 years in 2010. I wanted out of that gig, so to say. And one of my friends would always come to my show every time I was in Portland. I went to school with him and he would always be like, I know weed. I'm the best weed guy. I'm like, sure you are. I met him one day after a show and he had these jars and each jar was banging. I was like, okay, you do know what you're doing. I was like, how can I get into what you're doing? He's like, well, I'm just making steeds. You know, I'm a breeder. And he's like, I don't do sales. I'm like, well, I'm a DJ. I do sales. I can do that. So I was like, let me buy Washington. I scribbled down a contract on a napkin. I bought the rights to Washington State. And then started, you know, $750, half my rent that month. Went to go start the company.
Amazing. And I mean, now at this point you have over 70 breeders, and I've listed some of them out in the ad reads and things like that, but I mean, you know, the highest quality genetics available, I mean, from everybody.
I like to think it's the who's who of breeding. Like if there's somebody that I don't have, it's because there was a situation or we haven't really done, you know, some reason we just haven't gotten together. But pretty much, I think I like to think it's the who's who of genetics. And the other thing about all 70 of my breeders is that not one of them uses their own. They're a different. They all use their own male, because that's the only way I could keep them separated. Like when I was doing this for 2010, you know, every year I'd have a new breeder come on and say, "Oh, he's using my shit." Da, 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 da. I was like, "Well, you sold it to him. You know, you should be happy that he's using your stuff. Take it as a sign of respect." You know, like it's like obsolete. Obsolete used to be who. I love Obsolete. That guy's in my top three breeders of all time. But he used to, when I first met him, he came to my trade show booth and he looked at all my gear behind that my trade show booth, because I was really big on doing those. And all my gear is broken up in alphabetical order. So he grabbed the box, and the very first thing in the box, of course, all the aliens. And he's like, "See all that? All that? It's all mine. It's all mine. It's all mine." I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "I can't believe you're selling it this now." I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Hey, you should take it as a sign of respect, right?" And last time I talked to Obsolete, he has totally switched it to see it in my way. And I think he says that he's in 83 different strains that are currently listed on Wheatley. So, you know, people liked his gear so much. And like I could tell him that you had moved on to the orange juice by then, the orange cookies, right? And so let the old alien tech stuff go. So, but yeah, I love that breed, Obsolete. That's the true example of if you drop your Instagram, you drop your business. He hated Instagram so much that he quit it, stopped it one day, and then his seed sales just tanked, and he doesn't care. So,
wow, interesting. Yeah. You know, I've always mentioned to you, I think Seeds Here Now is just like the perfect name for the company. It's just so.
So how that came apart? So we were doing Hemp Fest in Seattle, which was the largest, you know, pro thing. And then that same weekend, one of my local guys who was doing trade shows was like, "We're going to take them on. We're going to do this professional like Canicon thing." I was like, "You're going to take on Hemp Fest? That's crazy." He's like, "That's what we're doing." So I called my breeder and we decided we're going to, you know, divide and conquer. And so he was at one booth at Hemp Fest and I was at the other booth and at Canicon in Tacoma. And then, you know, for Friday and then for Saturday, we both switched. Right. So I start off in Tacoma at that booth. And then we, you know, we're writing, you know, the people are walking by the booth and we end up writing on a sign. We have Seeds Here Now. And people are walking by because that's Because that's when, like, the first time people come out to the booth, like, oh, do you guys have seeds? I'm like, yeah, right here. Do you have them here? I'm like, oh yeah, they're right here. Now I was like, yes, man, we have seeds here now, right? That's ended up just being my quick opening line to get people's attention. So we've got that on the board, you know, it written up, really easy to see. We take the boards down, we're done for the night. I go home. We go the next day, I'm at Hemp Fest. We've got to put all our stuff out with my new sales guy. And Darcy, who was running Hemp Fest at that point in time, comes over in a little golf cart. She's like, James, I told you can't sell seeds. I said, I'm not selling seeds. She's like, what the hell is that sign? Seeds here now. I was like, oh, I was in Tacoma the night before. I was like, well, you're right. I might have been selling seeds. I'm sorry, Darcy. I'm sorry. She's like, well, make it work. And I was like, I thought about it. I called my buddy. I was like, hey, is this website available? Seeds here now? He said, yeah. I said, buy it. So Darcy comes back, put my sign out. She's like, James, I thought you told you to put the sign out. I said, that's my website, Darcy. I got to advertise my website, don't I? She says, well, yeah, you're fine. Have a good day. So that's how it came. Because they were written on a board, and she almost threw me out of the park for it. So I bought the website. Wow. Now, yeah. 300 websites later, you know, hey, here we go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, the 70 plus breeders. And I mean, like I said, I could list them, but people should just check out the website, go to seedsherenow.com. And
it's easier to list who I don't have, I think.
Click, yeah. The shorter list is who he doesn't have, but, and anyone, seriously, you know, who's really anyone, Capulator and Archive,
I've had the privilege to work with most of them and all of them.
THC, it's Crockett. I mean, so you've got the old school, you've got the new school. But you know, that also requires probably managing a lot of these breeders' personalities, yeah, and stuff. Like
it's not
that can't be easy.
So it's just like I would tell my sales guys, because we'd be, you know, we would wait for a box to be shipped. We're okay, we'll ship your order tomorrow, right? Like a week later they ship me the order. And so I tell my sales guys, I'm like, we get high to have fun, right? They get high to get super high and want to get higher, right? They're breeders, they're trying to get higher. And so, you know, they're gonna be a little and of course they can do no wrong. They sit in their grow facility and they talk to their fans on their feed books and their Facebook channels. And so they get a lot of the same feedback. Anybody that tells them their shit doesn't stink, well, they're going to block them. They don't have to go on that channel anymore. And so kind of what happens is that sometimes when breeders go to some of these trade shows is that their difference in personality comes out, because somebody will come over and say, hey, your shit don't stink, you know, literally. And he's like, well, no, it does. So what'd you grow it with? I was like, you can't get upset when people have an issue with your product, right? You have to be nice and just take it with a grain of salt. But yeah, earlier we saw a lot of breeders were a little crazier kind of coming out, and each one has their own personality, of course. That's what makes them unique.
Absolutely.
But if they were all doing the same thing, right? If breeding was like an ABC book thing, then I wouldn't need 70 different ones, right? I could just have one. But because they all go for different, so they all breed for different outputs, right? Like Adam Dunn, for example, if he sees something weird, a plant that has like a weird leaf on it or something, he covets that. He takes it. He's like, what are you? And wants to study it. So like Odie from Homegrown Natural Wonders, he sees something like that, he'll stomp it right away and kill it. Get it away from me. I don't want anything weird with my plants. I want the tried and true stuff that's tested. So Adam's like, what? Look at that weird thing. Let me figure that out. Right. So they all do their own thing.
Yeah. And they all do their selections. Now, how do you decide on breeders that you take on to your program for Seeds Here Now?
Well, generally, they have to be the one that did the thing, right? Like I tell people, I stand on the shoulders of greats, right? I wouldn't even be here if it weren't for the people that before me. And so I don't want to work with a guy that just stole somebody's cut and is working and is selling fake seeds, or selling, like, you know, say he's using, you know, Crockett's mail. He's selling Crockett seeds. I want to give Crockett the credit for that. I want to give Crockett that money. If you're selling a tangy cut or a tangy mail, well, I want to pay the guy that did it, not the guy who did it next, right? If the guy who did it next, if he's the only guy available, of course, we'll get as close to the source as we can. But I want to work with the original guy if I can. And so that was a lot of vetting. Like, you know, I personally know all 70 of my breeders in today's market. I was joking with JJ about it, but you know, half these guys just hit him up on YouTube or in the DM, and they've never met before. They've never seen the guy. They don't know how he is. With me at trade shows, you know, since 2010, these guys would get a booth throughout the weekend. I talk to them, get to know them a little better. At the end of the weekend, I'm coming around. I'm getting them to admit that they're growing the seeds. I vetted them, and I'm trying to now buy 10 grand with the seeds off from them. And I hope that they are who they say they are. Because if not, I won't know for 4 months. And I just bought a bag full of bullshit, right? I'm buying seeds in a big baggie. I don't know what they are. And so I got to make sure who you are before I walk out of that venue, unless I just lost my money. And so I had to meet all these guys that way through vetting them. And, you know, I was like, okay, who do you know? Who can vet you? Because all breeders know somebody. It's how they pass the cuts around. And so, in fact, that was one of the funny things when Seattle Greg when I was the first one he reached out to, when he first came to me, it was like, I made the Northern Light strains. I was like, sure you did. I was like, everybody comes to me, they say they're using a Northern Light strain, but you mean to tell me you made them? He's like, well, yeah, they were part of my thing. I was like, okay, who do you know? Do you know Adam? Do you know? Do you know this person? No, because he was 77, 78, 79. He wouldn't know Adam. He wouldn't know any of these people. He's like, do you know Neville? I'm like, no. So, you know, who do you go to vet that guy? Well, you go to a guy named Wolf Siegel, who did the Operation Green, you know, Sensimilla tips. Who was writing, who would have known back in the days and would have had that. And, you know, and I'm sure you're a big fan of the old Sensimilla tips, being a writer and whatnot. That's how everybody got their information back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah, that's who, you know, guy who ran that magazine's ended up vetting Seattle Greg. And, you know, that's how I made sure he was the guy that was doing it. So, yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Yep. And one of the things you do so well, I think, is just the promotion, like the flavors of the month, the breeders of the month. You know, you're constantly updating the site and giving out freebies, the rewards program. Talk to me a little bit about, like, just, you know, your marketing and how you're able to just promote and do these sort of you know, promotions every month, and then we can get into also what you're doing for March.
Yep. So the flavors of the month allow me to, instead of just targeting a single breeder, it allows me to target a bunch of breeders over a common themality, right? Like it's cookies, or it's a flavor, or it's strawberries. You know, everybody has a strawberry strain. You know, that's where, you know, back on the breeding thing, that's where I'm a big nerd at, is I'm a big nerd on genetics and breeding, and how did you do the thing you did? Break it down for me. And if you did the thing you say you did, well, now you can prove it. But if you didn't do the thing you say you did, so cookies was a happy accident. It's my good belief, and I'm sure everybody that knows anything will agree with me. If you did the thing you say you did, you have a male. If you don't have the male, then you didn't start with regular seeds, which means it was a happy accident, which 5 of the top 10 strains are happy accidents, right? Kim's a happy accident. Sour's a happy accident. You know, these are happy accidents. Mother Nature knows best. Even our worst breeding, we get half of it right compared to Mother Nature. But, you know, I when you talk with my breeders and I break them down as far as getting on the site and whatnot, is their stuff has to make sense. And if it doesn't, like if they try to tell me like they made cookies, I say, well, no, you didn't, because you'd have the mail, or if you did, you'd be able to do it again. And being right, that they couldn't and they didn't, just like, you know, Gorilla Glue, happy accident. If there's not a male that they're breeding with, happy accident.
Yeah, you know, but those happy accidents are one in a million. You know what I mean? For every happy accident, there's just a mess of.
But a happy accident doesn't make you a breeder. A happy accident makes you a pheno hunter or a lucky person.
Right.
But should you be a breeder and create an entire line over a happy accident? I don't know about
right.
that.
Yeah. So really, you know, stabilization is the thing. Now, you know, as far as the whole, you know, clone versus seed thing, I mean, obviously, you know, you sell seeds, but like, what are the advantages of growing from seed?
So with a seed, you get hybrid, you get hybrid vigor right out the gate. And so as you plant a seed, you plant a clone. That clone has just been through some trauma, right? Like people cut her in half. She is wounded. She needs some time to settle down and grow some new feet. And so that takes time. And so you put that in soil, you put a seed in soil, within a month, the seed will be better than the clone. It'll be better rooted. Also with a seed, automatically you get a taproot. And if we're outside, we need something to go down in the dirt and hold us so we don't fly away. One time a lady in Nebraska or in Oklahoma at a trade show asked me if these were tornado proof. I told her they were not. But with a taproot, at least you get into the water column. You can go as taproot that goes all the way down for you. With a clone, you're growing a branch of a branch of a branch. With a clone, you bring that clone to market. They sold it to you. They've sold the same thing to other people. Now you've both got the same thing, and yours has to be better than the other people that bought the same clone you did. With a seed, that seed is uniquely yours. Nobody will have a copy of that. Nobody will have a version of that. Nobody can ever make that purple dog shit unless you give it to them. If you don't give them to them, they can come close. But it's like, you know, I don't think a lot of people understand pheno hunting these days. And kind of a, you know, they just think it's like corn, or they think it's like, you know, it's another vegetable. I just plant it, you know, I got 20 corn seeds and a pack of corn. I plant them, I get 20 pieces of corn. No, with cannabis, it's different. You get phenos, right? So let's look at, let's use the Kardashians, okay? So we got Kim Kardashian, we got Khloe, we got the middle one, the three other Kardashians. Same mother, same father, different phenotypes. Okay. Then we got the later two, the Jenner twins. Same mother, different father, similar phenotypes, but different. So all five are from the same mother, with two fathers, the same but different. You got the tall one, you got a Kim, you got a fat one, you got one with a big butt, you got the little cranky one. And so you're going to get the same with plants. You're going to get different phenos from those plants. You're going to have one that leans more towards mom, one leans more towards dad. And of the initial breeding, I think there's 4,000 different opportunities to go which way or the other. And that's where uniqueness comes in. I mean, if you plant from seed, you get something that nobody else has. When you plant from a clone, that's, well, you and everybody else has it.
Yeah. And not only that, but I mean, these days with like hop latent virus and all these, you know, things going around, you're not just getting a cutting. You could be destroying your garden.
HLVD is real, man. It's, a lot of people are in a lot of denial. I've been on HLVD for a couple of years now. I've got a real good buddy, Joe, who studied it and kind of was the leading guy on it. It's the real deal. It is really the real deal. And it's when I talked to Mojave, you know, Mojave Richmond, he put it as, you know, it's as bad as prohibition was to alcohol. I said, wow, that's a huge statement. He's like, well, it's a big thing. I was like, damn. So, you know, and back on Obsolete. So Obsolete's the first guy to have HLVD free seeds. He had both of his, he's working with a lab in California there, DGI. And he had both of his plants tested for breeding and then bred them. So those seeds are now HLVD free on his packaging. So,
yeah, it's super important. And so, you know, people should understand for sure that. But like, let's also talk about your reward program, because people can sign up for your email list and actually win free seeds through the giveaways and stuff. Tell me a little bit about that.
We do that. So in every email that goes out, we give them free seeds. It's two winners per email blast. I think we send about 14 or 13 different ones. You can sign up for different. We have ones that just for all the blogs. We've got ones for reviews. We've got like the monthly emails. You can sign up for whichever one you want. And then I believe it's, you get 1 point for every $10 you spend. So if you spend $100, you get 10 points. If you buy 10 packs, you get a free pack. So it's like you're getting 10% back match on all the packs you buy. So if you spend $100, you get $10. You got 10 points, $10 in points that you can use on your next order. So if you buy something for 30, you use your points. Now it's for 20. So with your free shipping coupon, they get free shipping on that. And we've got a lot of packs now in the under 30 category. That seems to be our new hot category. So we've got some breeders that put some packs in there. It's five regular seeds, but you can get going for, you know, under $30 and get you growing, which is really cool.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that on the site, like so many really affordable packs from these amazing breeders in like original packaging, which is amazing. Do you also do wholesale seed sales?
We do. We have a couple of different retail programs where people can buy a different category, a different package for their, wherever their needs are. As well as ever since the 2018 Farm Bill, which is, you know, the law of the land, which I have posted on the website, seeds can be sold out of anywhere. Like my lawyer, last time I talked to him, he said, you know, you can sell seeds at a gas station if you wanted to. I had planned to move to Oklahoma and possibly move, and I still may. We have a store in Oklahoma, but the original plan was to open the first seed store in the front, distribution in the back. But I couldn't find any really quick properties that were legit at the time. But seeds are, they're off the Controlled Substances Act. They are completely legal to be sold. The last time the post office stopped 250 of my boxes, she put them all back in the mail. So like it's not a question. Like seeds are legal now. That's just the way it is. It's law of the land. And so they have to, you know, put up with that law, whether they like it or not. But back in the day, like I remember I've had three box stoppages over my 14 years. The last one being 250, which we fought. I had to sign 250 things for fighting each one. But, you know, after we sent their thing and she had to put them, you know, when that happened, a lot of my customers freaked out. It happens. We sent them back their money, sent them, you know, different packs right away because I couldn't make them wait. But then after 3 weeks, when the case was done and she put them back in the mail, she couldn't send them back to me because she had to ship them to who they were addressed to. So all the customers ended up getting the packs, the money I gave them, and then they got the actual box they were supposed to get as well. So they kind of made out double right there. Yeah.
Now so, you also have a wide variety. I mean, you have feminized seeds, you have regular seeds, feminized autos, regular autos, high CBD seeds, which obviously people are very interested in. Any other like kind of interesting
the only category I didn't mention, I think, is fast flower. We've got the new fast flowers out, which and we've got some Humboldt seeds just came out with the triploids. So I'm sure you've heard about the triploid seeds, which are different and whatnot. So we've got those in line, which I guess they need to have their own category, but, and the fast flowers, which are, you know, I believe that they're a back cross on a step to autos. And so they're phototypical females, but they finish where a normal plant should finish 60 to 70 days in the field. These will finish 40 to 50 days in the field.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
now we're in March now, and I think people are really, if they're not, they should be
getting their solo cups out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting in the window sills.
Mm-hmm, preparing their beds, starting their trays if they haven't already. What sort of deals do you have going on for March for people that are hopefully, you know, stocking up right now?
So we've got the March Madness sale coming on, which will be the over the weekends of March Madness, of course, where I kind of go through the last year's product and kind of put stuff on clearance, stuff that's just going to go, and we got good deals on it. So a lot of that stuff you can find around 40 to 50% off. And so that'll be the final weeks of March for March Madness basketball, kind of those weekends. Think of the Madness. We are the Madness. It's our second biggest sale. Our only bigger sale is the Black Friday sale, which happens, of course, on Black Friday. But this is the match to that, kind of the last minute. If you've waited till this point in time, now's the time to get your seeds, pick them up, put them in your windowsill, get them started. It gives you you know, an extra month and a half or a month, you know, a head start on when you're doing them. I remember my first outdoor, I waited, of course, till it was nice and warm, put my seed in the ground, and then I wondered how these guys get these giant things all the time. How, what the hell? Well, they started them indoors first, and they had a bigger, you know, a head start over my little guy for sure. So,
right. They put them out, you know, already a couple feet tall, and that's how they end up with those big monster trees.
Yeah, bury them up to the neck, and yeah.
Yeah, I also noticed that the flavor of the month is lemon, which I love, you know, lemon strains for sure. So that's
electric
cool.
Lemon G. That strain was actually made by TSK and TH Seeds, and it's called Electric Lemon G because he actually ran current through the plant as he was breeding it, like Tesla style. He had the whole thing electrocuted. He was running, and some of the buds he got, well, fried him a little too much on that one. Kind of sizzled them out. Those colas were kind of fried out in the middle on the top of them, where he had given him too much current. But yeah, serious as shit. That's what he did on those. I don't know if you've had two on your program or not, but that's another thing I've been blessed with, is to meet all these unique individuals and their growing techniques and their styles and what they do, and you know why are you doing that? You know, because they all, before it was the science, if you will, that it is today, it was this is how we do it of yesteryear, right? We didn't have a community we could talk to openly about, you know, we were growing tomatoes back then. Certainly not growing cannabis and having YouTube channels and having sponsors. Fuck no, right? Like, you were buying a light bulb from your friend who bought it from two states over, and you didn't go to his house, and you didn't come to your house, and you bought it from the back of him at the back of his car, right? You didn't go to the grocery store back in the day, because they would follow you home. So it's absolutely a much different world today.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what is your favorite way to consume cannabis?
I'm a flower guy. You know, I've been through the dabs. I like the rosin. I like the presses because it's tasty. And, you know, I like the terps and the diamonds and all that stuff. But it all comes back to flower to me. Like, that's the easiest thing I can smoke now on the go without getting out all my tool bag of things. Right? I can just pop down, roll a joint. And whenever I can't get stoned anymore, I just go back to smoking a joint. That usually reset me kind of.
What do you think the future holds as far as genetics goes? And you know, what are some of your favorite strains of nowadays? What do you think is popping for 2024 and beyond?
So with 70 different children, right, you can't love the same children more than you love the other children, unless the other children will get upset. And so they don't allow me to answer.
You
got to
be diplomatic,
questions.
Right?
Yes, sir. But what I do like, what I do think is coming back, so I think we've had enough of the desserts, kind of, and that was nice when we were dabbing, because, you know, I personally like kind of a nasty, foul, dead body, toe jam, kind of reeking, nasty. So, you know, you smell it once, you're like, oh god, and then you like, let me smell it again, right? It's different, and so that's what I personally like. But you don't want to dab that, right? You don't want to taste that and have it coat your mouth, so to say. You want something sweet and dessert stylish. And so I think that the desserts are kind of maybe going to move their way out. And I'm hoping that some of the old stuff come back. The sours come back, the headbands come back, some of the hazes come back, if you can get anybody to take the time to grow them. But I think that there's a market, because all these new smokers have never really smoked those older strains. And those older strains have stood the test of time for a reason. So I think there's a good, you know, and they made their way across the country without T-shirts and merchandise. And so they were good for a reason, and they beat out other things close to them. So I think I think the older strains hopefully make a resurgence.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Now, aside from, you know, the high quality of the breeders and seeds that you provide, tell me also a little bit about any kind of guarantees that you have for customers, because there's so many fly-by-night companies out there, and there's even scammers out there selling, you know, just taking people's money. You know what I mean?
So that upsets me.
So as far as returns and things like that, like what are your policies when it comes to that?
And that makes me crazy. These guys, they're just scammers, but yet that goes on. So there's a lot of town floor out there for sure. And at the end of the day, you know, you're buying seeds in a bag. And it's like I said, you know, if you bought a Coke and it didn't come in a red can, is it a Coke? Mm-hmm. No, it's a Shasta or it's something else, right? If it's a Coke, it's in a red can. And so when you want, you know, you want the seeds to come in the original packaging, and you want them to be breeder specific. And so I think that's just a big thing today. And there's a lot of tomfoolery out there. And so we have 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you're unsatisfied with whatever you purchased, my mom works with customer service. You can call my mom, let her know you're unhappy with me. She'll send you some free seeds, right? And we'll take care of it for you. You know, to have some proof that they all died or they didn't germ. You know, we want you to be happy. So, because if you're not happy, you're not going to grow more. We want everybody to be successful. So just give us a call at that. We have a 1-800 number. I have two human agents still. We answer our phones every day from 9 to 5. Unlike some, you know, I don't know if everybody answers your phone these days, but we have real customer service and website. And yeah.
The website also has a blog where you've got strain reviews and people, you know, talking about all the different strains that are available and in detail, which is great. And the amount of information that you have on the strains is just phenomenal. I just find that
gives me topical authority.
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, that's a great thing for sure. Now, how can people find out more info about Seeds Here Now, the breeders, the genetics that are available, follow you on Instagram and such?
Go to the homepage. We have new breeders. We bring on new breeders as much as I can vet them, as much as you know. Of course, I get offered live breeders all the time, but I don't want to tarnish my reputation of having the good guys, and I don't want it. So we bring on as many as I feel comfortable with. But this month we did add on Lit, who is they've been around for a while. Lit Farms. We added up Heart and Soul Seeds. He's working with like a Zeta Sage crossed with Skunk 82, some Adam Dunn stuff, some classics, some Land Racy stuff, some cool stuff. We've got a new drop from Aficionado. We've got new stuff from Way Too Heady. He's got a bunch of permanent marker crosses. Duke Diamond just dropped the Chi-Chi's and the North End Punch again.
Amazing.
Incoming, we've got Fast Buds, we've got Exotic, and Soulfire on the way. So yeah.
Right on. Well, James, thank you so much. It's truly an honor to have Seeds Here Now as a sponsor for the show. You know, I can stand behind this without any kind of anything. I you know, all people have to do is check the thousands of reviews that are out there, you know, independent reviews from people who have bought your seeds and your repeat customers and all of that. And, you know, you've done an amazing job for almost 15 years now. Providing these genetics, and you do it right. You know, you do it the way it should be done. And I know it ain't easy. I just want to say that, you know, you guys do it right. And I can't think of anyone out there that does it better or even comes close. So
I appreciate that. I've seen you at the shows for over the years, you know, you and you have been at different shows together, and I've seen you. I was like, oh, there's Danko, you know, you'd walk by. And so, you know, I'm more than happy glad to be a sponsor. I was humbled when I was asked. I'd love supporting anytime that we get knowledge or anything that, you know, people can listen to and learn from. You know, that's one less phone call I have to answer if you guys are doing the hard work for me. So I appreciate all you guys do as well.
All right, on. Well, thank you so much for all the support. And we're going to start doing some giveaways. I'm very excited about that. So thank you so much, James Bean, seedsherenow.com. Check it out. Go on the site, read the blog, sign up for the newsletter too. I mean, that just, you know, every month you find out what all the cool new deals are, the under $30 deals, and get your seeds here now. You know, it's time. Get some seeds, get them popping, and keep on growing, and remember to grow a bud yourself.
That's it. Thank you so much.
We'll be back after these messages. March has arrived, and with it comes tons of fresh deals at Seeds Here Now. This month, Seeds Here Now springs into action, offering an exciting 20% off on all TH Seeds packs. That's right. You can pick up a pack of seeds from the legendary breeder TH Seeds and get 20% off. But that's not all. For March, the flavor of the month at Seeds Here Now is lemon. That means all lemon-flavored strains are also 20% off all month long. Plus, every purchase comes with a freebie. That's free seeds with every order. So put winter behind you with great deals on great genetics at Seeds Here Now and grow bud yourself. Visit Seeds Here Now to learn more, including info on weekly sales for the month of March. And Grow Bud Yourself listeners can use the promo code DANKOSHIP for free shipping on all domestic orders. So join us, share the passion, and get growing now with the vibrant lemony garden. All right, welcome back. Thank you, as always, to James Bean, Seeds Here Now, incredible organization over there. Very safe place to order your seeds from. So keep that in mind and remember your code DANKOSHIP for free shipping. That gets you free shipping on all your seeds from seedsherenow.com. We are now in the cultivation segment. It has certainly been a fortnight.
And yes, this is a fortnight. And yes, this is a fortnight.
Strain of the fortnight.
What do you got for us? What do you got for us this week?
Strain of the fortnight. Strain of the fortnight.
Ah, yes. Gunja Gonzalez, thank you. That song, of course, indicates that it is time for our strain of the fortnight. Dan, what do you got?
Yes. So this one is a great one. This is a Jamaican Landrace. We've talked about this before because we did the Lamb's Breath Auto, but it's actually Lamb's Bread. I did some research on this. You know, sometimes it's difficult to understand the patois spoken by Rastafarians in Jamaica. And so I think there's been some confusion whether it's Lamb's Bread or Lamb's Breath. Now, I kind of dug into it. I used to erroneously referred to this as lamb's breath, thinking that that's what it was, but it's actually lamb's bread. It's actually goes back to the Bible. Jesus was the lamb, you know, in the Bible, and he declares himself the bread of life. And this is where the Rastas picked up on the lamb's bread being the bread of life. So this is like a spiritual strain. It represents healing energy of Jah's blessings. So and you know, these are Landrace sativas, so they're something that Jamaica's long been known for, is these sativa dominant cultivars that are almost pure sativas. They're grown up in the hills under full sunshine, and very long flowering strains, a little, you know, wispy, stringy sometimes, but they've bred and acclimated over the years to the Jamaican countryside, an ideal climate, rich, fertile soil, and just produce a really kind of legendarily euphoric buzz. I mean, I just really love the amazing buzz of lamb's bread. As far as the look of it, like I said, it's a typical sativa kind of look, spear tip shaped buds, bright orange hairs. As you break it up, it has a really earthy, spicy undertone. You know, definitely that initial scent is earthy and spicy, some anise and sandalwood, kind of, you know, that classic sativa smell. And then when you grind it up, you get a more kind of like a sweet cheesy odor. And I think that's the dominant terpene, that caryophyllene, that's where that emerges. You know, you get that sweet cheese blast. So it starts off kind of earthy and spicy, and then gives you that sweet cheesy blast when you actually break it up and smell it after you grind it. We used to call strains like this creeper because it doesn't really hit hard right off the bat, you know, like your Kush or your Chem or your Diesels, or you just first, second hit, you're blasted. The buzz from lamb's bread really kind of rises up a little slowly, takes its time to reach its full effect. But again, it also has no ceiling. So with some strains, you know, you get pretty high and that's kind of where you stay no matter how much more you smoke. But you can puff this stuff all day and keep getting more lifted, which is really nice. It's a great daytime smoke. So when you light up a joint, you kind of get that first initial kind of sativa rush, which is nice, and that unique sort of cheesy flavor, which I love. And you kind of, I don't know, it just makes, for me, it's like motivates me. It makes me want to take a nice walk, throw on the headphones, listen to some reggae, and just kind of walk around the neighborhood. Even sometimes I'll clean up the neighborhood. I'll get out there and just like, you know, get real high, put on the headphones and start cleaning, which is fun. And you know, people passing by just see me smiling and cheesing and kind of enjoy the whole permigrin situation that happens when you smoke this stuff. As far as medical patients, this is really good for stress, anxiety, and depression. Certainly anyone just feeling down in the dumps, you smoke some of this and it'll bring you up. Now, some sativa strains will give you a little bit of paranoia. I don't get that from lamb's bread. So, particularly, you know, if it's anxiety or something like that, it really does help with that. And if you're basically just a creative person looking for motivation and energy, and kind of not feeling it lately for whatever reason, I think a nice joint of lamb's bread will help you come up with new ideas and help you complete tasks that are on your to-do list. So give it a shot, lamb's bread. You can find it at Nature's Heritage dispensaries. And I have a nice collab coming up with Nature's Heritage that I'm excited to share with you guys. But this is just a taste of it, a nice sweet sativa blast from the lamb's bread. And you can get that at Nature's Heritage there in Maryland and certainly Massachusetts. So hit up Nature's Heritage, get some lamb's bread, and get Irie.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for that deep dive. That one always tripped me up, the lamb's bread versus lamb's breath. So it's good to know.
Like I said, I admit I was wrong about it. I used to say, you know, I used to swear that it was lamb's breath.
Yeah.
And that we were, you know, people were mispronouncing it. And now, you know, mea culpa. I've come to realize it's actually, you know, after doing some research, it is lamb's bread. And
makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of makes sense either way, but yeah. It made sense to me as breath as well. But certainly the Rastas are big into, you know, the Bible and all of that. So there you have it. Lamb's bread.
There you have it. And our listeners know that each week, Dan likes to provide a tip that's going to make you a better cultivator. So what would you like to discuss this week?
Yeah, so this week I want to get into indigenous microorganisms. People refer to as IMOs. You might have heard that. It's a part of Korean natural farming, which is also referred to as KNF, which is an ancient system developed in Korea of basically symbiosis, feeding plants. It has to do with you know, the relationship between fungus and your roots and all of that, and things we talk about with living soil a lot. But living soil is really just a concept, and KNF actually really breaks it down into practice. Now, the benefits of this, we talk about living soil a lot. It's great. It's that relationship. You're fostering that relationship between the roots and the microbes and the fungus. And in order to do that, you really need to use indigenous microorganisms, or IMOs. And these are basically free-range microbes, bacteria, and fungi that are naturally occurring in their habitat. And so if you're in a certain desert environment, you want desert microbes. If you're in a more rainforesty area, you want those. So they have to do a lot with what you have locally. And that's important too. And there's different stages of IMO creation. But I'm just going to really talk about the basics for you guys, without going too deeply into it, because I just want you to get the concept of, you know, why bother with this when you can just use a GH3 part and not have a living soil at all. The first thing is, obviously, this is going to be a lot cheaper because you're creating your nutrients rather than buying them. There's also, you know, just a core philosophy of KNF where the farmer is following the laws of nature. So you're trying to reproduce nature as much as possible. Now, cannabis wants a highly fungal dominant soil. Some plants like the brassica family, which is kale and broccoli and all that, are a little different. But cannabis certainly prefers fungal dominant, the ratio being basically about 30-1 of fungus to bacteria. And you want to really kind of aim for that balance. That's what's going to make your plants the happiest, make the roots the happiest, and create that living soil root zone that you just keep adding organic material to, rather than having to input any kind of chemicals or anything like that. IMOs are collected locally. Like I said, you traditionally you would use a wooden IMO collection box or a basket. You use lightly cooked rice, white rice or grain, short grain. Cover that with a cloth or paper. And what happens is the fungal bodies basically start to inoculate within that rice and start forming those little white strands that you see in your compost. That is the mycelium strands that you want. And that's really what you want in your IMO. And then once you collect that, then you want to make it sort of more stable by adding raw or brown sugar at a 1-to-1 ratio. And then you can feed that to your plants. So it's really important to do this with what's locally available, because that's what your plants are going to enjoy the most. And it's important to incorporate this into a whole natural farming system as well, so that you're using your cover crops and you have your worms and your all your beneficial fungus and bacteria all working together. And ultimately, the goal is just to reduce input and not have to add anything, get free from any kind of bottles or brands of nutrient, and just natural farming. That's what it's all about. And that's what KNF is. So definitely want to shout out, Master Cho, who is the person, Chohan Q, is the master who's really over the last 60 years developed a lot of these techniques and brought them to the general public. And I learned about this through people like Chris Trump and Wendy Kornberg. And it's really an exciting way to use less inputs, find local nutrients, create your own nutrients, and achieve that symbiosis that really just creates the cleanest burning, best tasting, amazing flower with the most aromatic terpenes and everything that you want from growing naturally, and spending less money at the end of the day. And also having that living soil that just keeps giving back. So that's the basics of IMOs. There's so much more to dig into and so much more to learn about this, but really it's about nature. It's about, you know, recreating in indoors or outdoors what happens in a forest with the mycorrhizae and the trichoderma and all of that. And collecting it on your own and cultivating it and you know, using it to improve your cannabis.
All right. There you go. So, yes, thank you for that tip. Very good. And now it's time for our favorite part of the show, where we answer some questions from our listeners. And if you have a question you would like answered, get in touch with us. You could do that by emailing us, and that is info@growbudyourself.com. But you could also get us on our socials, on Patreon, on YouTube. So get in touch if you have a question. And why don't we get started here with DB. And DB writes, hey guys, I was listening to another cannabis podcast the other day. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey.
Hey.
No, we encourage that. Thank you.
I was listening to another cannabis podcast the other day, and the guest was talking about shared beds and how a shared root zone creates symbiotic relationships that foster a healthier soil system and increase yield. My question for you is, have you ever done a bed for growing? I have a 3x3x6 tent, and I was looking at some 50-gallon fabric pots. One pot would fit snugly, but the pot would only have 12 inches of soil depth. I only grow for personal use, so the only downside I see is access to all of the plants to trim. Have you ever used large fabric pots for more than one plant before? And also, what is the ideal depth for cannabis plants?
Yes, that is a great question. I have used beds for growing, and I do think ultimately it is the best way to go rather than individual containers. Really, the only benefit of individual containers is, well, the roots don't compete with each other, which only happens if you have gigantic root systems anyway. And also, you know, maybe there could be a spread of diseases that could happen that might not have happened had the plants been in separate containers, but that's pretty rare. For me, the benefits definitely outweigh any drawbacks. So, you know, a 50-gallon fabric pot with 12 inches of soil depth is perfect for a 3x3 tent. I think you could go deeper, certainly, and there's nothing wrong with that. If I did go deeper, I'd want to just ensure that there was still oxygen reaching in, you know, around the bottom as well. But 12 inches is enough depth. I wouldn't go with a super long vegetative stage. I wouldn't go more than maybe 3 to 5 weeks or so vegging in 12 inches of depth. But what's great is that those roots can really spread out in that fabric pot. And you can have your living soil. You can have your cover crops. You can add your IMOs how you want to add. And you can have worms in there, which is a lot tougher to do with individual containers. So I do definitely recommend growing in fabric pots and shared beds rather than individual containers if you can do it. And as far as reaching the plants for trimming, 3x3 tent, I mean, you could reach pretty much anywhere in a 3x3 tent. Some tents allow you to get in from the sides, different, you know, some tents only have the one entryway, but some tents will give you access, and I would highly recommend that anyway, because one of the other drawbacks of being in a bed is that you can't really rotate the plants and move them around. But if you can get around the tent and get inside from a different angle, you can reach all your plants. And 3x3 isn't so unmanageable. I think once you get up to like 4x4 or more, it's going to make it harder to get in there and trim down plants and get to that plant that's all the way in the back corner. But again, if you have a tent that you can get around and open up from different angles, that's great. And if not, in a 3x3, it shouldn't be a problem. So yeah, I highly recommend growing in beds. I think the ideal soil depth is really depends on how long you want to veg the plants. But at a 12-inch soil depth, I would go with no more than 3 to 5 week veg. If I was going to go with a bigger plant and do something like a screen of green, a longer veg of time, I'd probably want to go deeper than 12 inches. But either way, good luck.
Good luck indeed, DB. And I guess maybe we should just mention DB also wanted us to just briefly shout out House Study Bill 532 over in Iowa, where he is. He says that cannabis is one of the few medications that take away the pain from traumatic injury he suffered and also help him saved his life, he says, from the throes of alcoholism. Well, this House bill, basically, Iowa's medical cannabis program requires all of their products to be extracts. So whether you're getting a CBD or THC, everything in the medical cannabis program has to be extracted. And this bill would allow raw cannabis flower to be part of the medical cannabis program. And that's beneficial because it would save patients a lot of money to be able to just buy the cannabis flower rather than an extract. And also, you know, some people just prefer the flower. So DB was suggesting that we bring this up and encourage everybody out there to write their legislators and let them know what kind of cannabis laws that they want and if they support adding raw cannabis flower to Iowa's medical cannabis program.
Awesome. Yeah. And, you know, I would definitely recommend go to normal.org, sign up for their newsletter. That'll help you keep in touch with issues statewide and nationwide. And they, you know, they make it very easy to contact your representatives, send an email, send them a letter. You can also even go in and visit them. Just be polite and express your views and be a responsible cannabis user and show them that who we really are and that we vote and that we care.
Absolutely. Yeah. So thanks for sharing
that.
Yeah, thank you, DB. We appreciate it. Okay, let's move on here to Braden. And Braden writes, "Hey guys, it's legal to grow where I am, but I'm restricted to 6 plants, 3 of which mature. I'm looking for an easy way to maximize my yield. So what's the main thing you would do to get the most out of a limited grow? Is it scrogging? Is scrogging the best method?" That's a question a lot of people are currently dealing with, Dan, in the legal grow from home market. So what would you say to Braden?
Yeah, you know, I harp on this a lot, but the the restriction is to the amount of plants and not the size of the plants. So there's a few things you can do to grow bigger plants, bigger containers, obviously. So I recommend a gallon per week of veg time. So a 5-gallon container, 5-week veg, 10-gallon container, 10-week veg. And in that way, you're going to get a much bigger plant. But you're also extending the length of vegetative time by a month or more. So you're going to have more time for something to go wrong and more time for nutrients to be used up and have to be replenished and things like that. So again, you know, the bigger container and a longer veg time is going to result in a bigger plant. And then any kind of training methods, including scrogging, is going to result in a bigger yield because you're going to get more plant tops, more main branches, and more of those branches at the canopy level where they're receiving the proper amount of light. And as long as you're providing a good amount of light, the proper amount of water and nutrients, air, you know, oxygen to the root zone, carbon dioxide in the canopy zone where the plant is, then that's the way you're going to get the most out of just a few plants. And if you want to go crazy, you know, you can go with a real scrog, like, you know, 3, 4, 5 month veg and get, you know, up to a pound or more out of every plant. Just remember that when you extend the veg time, you also extend the amount of time things can go wrong, whether it's a deficiency or infestation of pests or virus or otherwise. But certainly, you know, more root, more fruit, bigger containers, longer vegetative time, and any kind of training methods you can do to keep the plant short, stocky, and with more tops is going to result in bigger yields.
All right. There you go. Hopefully that helps you out there, Braden. And we got time for one more. So let's do Sean in Halifax. He writes, hey, Dan, help. The leaves on my plant are getting stunted. It started with the older, well-established leaves and slowly worked its way up my plant. First, the leaves start to darken in color, turning purple on the edges and yellowing in the middle, and the tips start curling down. Eventually, the stems of the leaves turn purple and become brittle. The leaves turn yellow and brown and break off. What gives? So, yeah, what would you say to Sean?
Wow, Sean. Okay, this sounds to me like a classic phosphorus deficiency. So, in that NPK scale that we talk about, it's nitrogen, phosphorus, and then potassium is the K. Phosphorus is the P in the middle. And phosphorus is very important during the flowering stage in particular. It aids in root and stem growth and things for the veg stage. But ultimately, the plant uses higher amounts of phosphorus during flowering. So that's when it's important. When you don't have enough phosphorus, the things that you're talking about happen. And it starts with the older leaves, as you said, because phosphorus is mobile. So it's going to be affected on the older leaves and sort of work its way up the plant. And the description is exactly as you said. Basically, stems will turn purple or red. Sometimes that happens naturally, but if it's not a plant where that normally would happen, then that's not a good thing. Then you're going to start seeing the leaves sort of darken on the outsides and lighten in the middle. It almost looks like pretty. It looks like the fade sometimes towards the end of flowering that you want to have, like fall coloring. But if the leaves are curling down and leaves are eventually like browning and yellowing and falling off, then that's definitely a sign of phosphorus deficiency to me, what you've described. So it is very important to solve this problem because, like I said, phosphorus is so important during flowering. And so you're going to want to use something with a high P in the formula. So if it's an NPK ratio, you want that middle number to be high. Guano, bat guano particularly, and seabird guanos contain high phosphorus amounts. So that's a good natural way to add phosphorus. There's also rock phosphate and green sand, which I find harder and harder to find, but is a great slow release, which is high in phosphorus as well. You're not going to see recovery much in the leaves that you already have damaged. But the new growth should be very healthy. So you're going to want to add, you know, water-soluble fertilizer that's high in phosphorus to fix that type of deficiency. And again, a great natural way to do that is with bat guano or phosphate or green sand. There's a lot of other ways, but I would definitely try to do it as quickly as possible to reverse the deficiency in phosphorus that it sounds like you've got. Also check pH, because the first thing you do when you think you might have a nutrient deficiency is just make sure your pH is in balance, because that can also throw you for a loop and make you think you're deficient in something when really your roots just aren't able to take it in because they're too acidic or too alkaline.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Sean. Thanks to everybody who wrote in. And if you have a question you would like answered on the show, get in touch with us. The email is info@growbudyourself.com. We're available on the socials, on Patreon, on YouTube. So get in touch with us. And why don't we take a short break, come back and wrap this one up?
Let's do it. Hey guys, I want to tell you about one of our favorite sponsors that has been with us since the beginning, Excelsior Extracts. Made up of Outcast and TOH from Excelsior, they have been incredible people, incredible growers, and made an incredible product. Unfortunately, a year ago or so, we lost Outcast, our friend Elaine, just a tremendous loss to our community, someone who really helped with a lot, and including the THC-infused pain rub. That was made by patients for patients, providing incredibly powerful relief from pain. The product was developed to treat Outcast's chronic pain. So you can trust me that this is a super potent topical, really works. A lot of topicals just don't have that the amount of THC to provide the relief, or they have a very perfunctory amount of CBD. And this is a salve that works, a real pain rub. You can find out more about Excelsior on Instagram at Excelsior Extracts. You can DM them to learn more about the amazing pain rub. Don't forget to tell TOH that Grow Bud Yourself sent you. And we really appreciate all the support over all the years. All right, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for listening. I definitely want to thank all our Patreon supporters. Please get on there and support us. Again, I'll be live streaming that grow class to our Patreon supporters March 27th, among other different benefits that you get for joining on there. So please give us a boost, join there, buy some merch at growbudyourself.com. That would be amazing too. I don't want to have to shut that down. I want to thank James Bean from Seeds Here Now, one of our great sponsors. The code there is DankoShip for free domestic shipping. Sweet Leaf Nutrients, use the code Danko15 for 15% off, with more percent off if you join our Patreon at different levels. Prime Superior Inoculants, their code is PS420 for 15% off. And that's a great product. In particular right now, the seed soak and the cloning honey just comes in super handy during this season. So give them and just the soak in general, everything they've got is great. So give them a checkout on primesuperior.com. And of course, our friends at Excelsior Extracts, check them out on Instagram, check out the pain relief rub. We love them. And yeah, man, thank you guys for listening. This has been a great show. Had a lot of fun, and we will see you guys on the next episode, 130. Let's put 129 in the books.